The enticement of debt is that it draws us. It calls us. When we begin to look at things like the ease of getting credit, Proverbs 14, 15. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we are launching into a new series. It's called An Extreme Money Makeover. And Pastor, I think really wise, one of the very first things we're going to be talking about is debt. That is so dangerous going to be good stewards of God's money.
You better believe it. You know, one person has facetiously said, there's only three kinds of people, the haves, the have-nots, and the have-not-paid for what they have.
right.
Yeah. And so credit, wow, it is really something that we need to evaluate. And when you begin to look at the average family and the average debt, I'll talk about it during the message.
Sure.
But it's astronomical that we are actually spending more than what we're making because of credit.
And that's unsustainable. Eventually, that's going to catch up with us.
It has to catch up. And at some rates as high as 24%. Yeah. I mean, you might as well borrow from the mafia.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That's almost a quarter on a dollar.
Yeah.
And so you think about it. If you purchase something and you say it's a sale, but if you're paying 24% interest and it takes you, say, a year to pay it off, you would have been better to save up the money. You would have got it quicker and paid less than what you did pay with the interest and all of that. So to me, it's, you know.
Now, there's just the pure mathematical logic that we're kind of talking about at this moment. But I know the Bible actually talks a lot about money as well and the danger of debt. I mean, this is not just something that, you know, makes financial sense, but there's biblical truth behind this too.
Of course, because all truth is God's truth. And you go through, we'll be looking at Proverbs, several passages there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. Man, you know what I like about God, Steve?
What's that?
He tells you things straight, no chaser. I mean, that's right up in your face.
Yep.
When you owe somebody, you are their slave. And now, you know, I was just teasing my congregation. Thank God for technology, right?
Yeah.
Because when bill collectors used to call, you used to have to tell the children, tell them I'm not home. Now you have caller ID.
yeah. But it seems like they are also using technology, trying to be sneakier
as
well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
But, you know, that's such an important thing for us to understand. We do need to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us, and being in debt it just handicaps us. There are things that we are not able to do.
That's right.
With God's money, because we're giving it to those bill collectors.
And we have to think. That's the key word, stewardship.
Yeah.
That some people think give 10% to God, 90% is mine. No, it's all God's.
Right.
We ought to thank him that he allows us to use the 90%.
Well, if you can, hope that you'll stick around with us as we dive into this new series, An Extreme Money Makeover. Here is Pastor Ford.
Everything now is a reality show, and everybody got a reality show. I didn't tell you this, but they were going to do Preachers of Chicago, and they called me. Yeah, they called me. Yeah. When I got the information, I said, what? And there's stipend involved and all that. You know, they was trying to track me with it, you know. But before they ever decide to cancel it, I turned it down. Ain't that right, baby? I turned it down. I said, No. I ain't going there. Amen. So I had the opportunity at one time. I said, no, I can see it now. Boy, all my little dirty, dark secrets. Oh, you got some too. Don't be looking at me like you. Yeah, right. Now let me follow you for a week. Yeah. And so why are they so popular? Well, this is my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, because we are so nebby. Yeah. We want to know everybody's business. So now, you know, the folk that we watch, we can see, I didn't know they were like that and doing this and all that kind of stuff. See, we haven't realized yet that the old adage is true. Mama used to say it all the time. If it's not your business, it shouldn't be your burden. Yeah. Yeah. And some of us, we just so nebby. We're like, I know I'm going to date you right now. We're like Miss Kravitz on Bewitched. You remember her? Always looking in somebody's window, always trying to find out what flavor the Kool-Aid is. And so one of the most popular of all the reality shows was a show entitled Extreme Makeover. You remember it? In one clip, they show the person without makeup. And then in the second clip, they show the person with makeup. And when you looked at them, you wouldn't know that that was the same person. That does not look like the same person. And so these programs even included homes and houses. Remember, they show the house before and they show the house after. And so these programs were very, very popular. As a matter of fact, one that I turn to every now and then is My 600-Pound Life. You ever see that? Yeah, I tell you what, nothing makes me put down Krispy Kreme donuts faster than looking at My 600-Pound Life. And so when you look at it, I submit to you today that we need an extreme makeover. Now, it's not our faces. It's not our homes. We need an extreme money makeover. Mm-hmm. That's what I call this message, an extreme money makeover. And here's what's crippling us, the high rate of credit card debt. Got quiet, didn't it? Must be putting oil to the squeak. As a matter of fact, if you look at marriages, it's the second reason why couples are getting divorced. Now, if you Google it, I always tell you they're going to say it's finances, but it's the second, not the first. Communication is the first. And so what happens? Many of us are living above our means. Our outgo is greater than our income. And I tell you all the time, if your outgo is greater than your income, then your upkeep is going to become your downfall. The biggest problem is our greeds outweigh our needs. You notice how quiet it gets when you talk about money and sex? And many of us end up and we say, yeah, I got too much month at the end of my money. But here's our problem, our biggest problem. Our biggest problem is the attraction of the glamour and the glitz and the gold. Here's how they used to catch monkeys back in the old day. They get a cage and they would put aluminum foil. They make a big ball out of aluminum foil. Then they would put it in the cage. The monkey would see the foil, put his hand through the cage and grab it. Then they would come up. And they would catch the monkey. They throw a tarp over it. You say, you thought like I thought. Like, well, wait a minute. Well, why in the world wouldn't the monkey escape since he's outside the cage? Because he won't let go of the aluminum foil. That's why. And so many of us are just like that monkey. It is the aluminum foil, the glitz, the glamour, the glow of the world. Stuff is keeping us trapped, and we're caught in the convenience trap. The Sweetie saying goes something like this: he who buys what he does not need steals from himself. That's good. Here's another one I like. A bargain is something you don't need, but it has a price you can't resist. You ever do that? How many info junkies are there? Yeah, it's 1 o'clock at night. You just got done watching the movie, and all of a sudden it comes on, the infomercial. Hey, look at this, and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden you need that. Like the one I was thinking about getting was the one where if you want to take the top off, you just stick it under there, and it does it automatically. And after all, it was only $9.99. And we know, I mean, some of us, we don't need a closet because we have the machine that we brought to work out on. It's holding the clothes. You still making the payment on it. You use it the first week. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. That's all right. And so what happens? We say it all the time. Yeah, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to amass bills we can't pay to please people we don't like, and they don't care what we have anyway. Yeah, and so what happens? Proverbs 21:20. I told you I've got about 100 passages. I'm going to read most of them. Proverbs 21:20 says this: the wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they have. Go ahead and ask your neighbor, are you a fool? Now, wait a minute. I don't get this. The Bible says a person who spends everything they have is a fool. My question is this. Well, what about the people who are spending what they don't have? Come on, most of us are spending next year's money. We spent it last month. Okay, I ain't gonna get no help. Yeah, we don't understand the difference between a what? A need, a want, and a desire. Who remembers what a need is? A bus pass. That's right. I got to get to work. Well, you got a venture card. You got a bus pass. That meets the need. But a want is a quality of a need. So I want a car. But a desire is a quality of a want. I want a Beamer. I want a Lexus. Because I not only want to get to work, I want to look good going to work. Y'all ain't going to pray with me, and that's all right. I'm going to keep on preaching.
Pastor Ford will do just that. Keep on preaching in just a moment. But you're listening to Treasured Truth, a message called An Extreme Money Makeover, and we'll get back to the teaching in just a moment. Want to let you know, if you ever miss a broadcast, you can always listen online. Come to our website, or you can download an MP3 for free or stream the program through your computer or mobile device. You can also get the Moody Radio app, and that's a great way to listen on the go whenever it's convenient for you. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a future broadcast, you can sign up to begin podcasting the program. All of those links and so much more at treasuredtruthradio.org. All right, let's get back to the message. Once again, here is Pastor Ford.
And so what happens? Let me give you a little history. Credit buying started about 160 years ago in 1856. It's attributed to Isaac Singer. He had a hot new item called a Singer sewing machine. It cost $125 in a time when the average day worker made $3 a day, which means then it would be 41 times the average salary of the average worker. But Singer came up with a simple plan. He said, put $5 down and $5 a month, and then get the item later. And so sales picked up immediately, and a new way to purchase was born. 60 years later, Arthur Morris, it's attributed to him, added a new wrinkle. He called it the installment plan. What he said is, you come get the sewing machine, I give it to you, I buy it for you, and you just give me my money back with interest. And so there it is. That's what's happening now. So the most common form of credit is the credit card. Amen. I told you how we do it. Let me give you these stats. 1993, $338.6 billion was spent using credit. 1994, $525 billion spent in credit card debt. 2001, $800 billion. 2007, $943.5 billion. Now, get this. The average interest, 18%. So I was going to get the rest of them. I said, I don't need to get the rest of them. Because here's what I found from 2008, Brother Bryant, all the way to 2017, they had start going down until 2017. Last year in America, for the first time in the history of credit, according to Wallet Hut, Americans bought over $1 trillion worth of stuff on credit. That 2017 was the largest single year of credit card buying. $92.2 billion in 1 year, which brought us over 1 $6 trillion of credit card debt. Look at your neighbor and say, that's a lot of credit card debt. Yeah. In America, Americans pay, on the average, $125 million a day in interest and $75 million a day in late fees. So the typical family has 9 credit cards, and according to NerdWallet, the average family owes $15,983 worth of credit card debt. We need plastic surgery. Tell your neighbor, we need plastic surgery. Hey, what do you get for a man who has everything? A calendar to tell him when the payments are due. So let's walk through. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to drop them. I'm not going to push them. Notice, first of all, I want to talk about in this selective scripture. I want to talk about us needing a money makeover. Let's talk about the enticement of debt. See, what the devil does is he always tries to make things look better than what they are. Some of us know. You know the one you kicked to the curb and you look back and say, how did I ever get attracted to that? And what did he do? He told Eve, look, you know, God is withholding something from you and look at it. And he focused her attention on the things that God said, on the thing that God said don't do, and disregarded all the other trees she could have eaten from. And that's what he does for us. So notice the enticement of debt. The enticement of debt is that it draws us. It calls us. When we begin to look at things like, first of all, number one, the ease of getting credit. Proverbs 14, 15. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Here's all the psalmist is saying. He's saying, man, you just dump into something, dive into something without checking it out. You mean you're going to buy something and you're not even check to see if you can afford to keep it? Mama used to say, got a Cadillac and you're sleeping in the trunk and you're cooking on the hood. She used to say, you got champagne taste and you ain't even got beer money. And so it entices us. Why? Okay, you know, I'm just going to talk about myself. I ain't going to talk about you. At home, and I rushed out, and it's a busy day. It's been a busy week. I've been going all week. I ain't been home one night. I forgot to bring. I have 4 black envelopes. Now, who know what those black envelopes are? Anybody? I got 4 black envelopes in the mail in the last 6 years. I kept them all. Okay. Yeah. What kind of credit card?
$1 million.
A black card. They send it to you, and when the first time I got it, I showed it to my wife. I said, look here, sugar babe. She said, what's that? I said, you don't know what this is? They're going to offer me a $1 million line of credit. And I opened it up, and I showed it to her. See, I don't have to fill out an application or anything. I am somebody. Yeah, they're going to give me $1 million worth of credit. And I put it in my illustration file. And then a couple of years later, another one. Then the next year, another one. I have 4 of them. You say, why didn't you cash in? I don't trust me with $1 million. Listen, I ain't filling them out. I'm married. Be coming home talking about, baby, I need to talk to you. Yeah, and so what, I mean, the ease. Hey, guess what the first thing they're going to do to our college students that are leaving to go to college? They're going to offer them a credit card. They want to pile the debt on them before college so they can get all their money after college. The ease of getting credit is so easy now. Yeah, the eagerness to acquire. That's the second thing. Proverbs 19:2, it says, it's dangerous and sinful to rush into the unknown. A man may ruin his chances by his own foolishness, and then he blames it on the Lord. God, I'm struggling. Well, why are you telling me?
Because I got to get this credit card debt off of me.
Well, look on those slips. Do you see my name signed on any of them? And so what happens? See, this generation, and many of us, we want it now. We don't want to wait for anything. As a matter of fact, how many boomers in the house? Everybody know who baby boomers are, right? How many boomers we got in the house? You know, remember, it took us 20 years to get where we are right now. They want it tomorrow. You know, I had somebody tell me they've been married for 3 years. Say, yeah, we want a marriage just like you and Sister Ford. I say, well, you ain't getting it with 3 years. Next week, Tuesday, 47 years. Hey, blood, sweat, and tears from both of us. Yeah, it ain't come easy. Some of y'all know because you say, yeah, well, I'm here for one, and I'm telling you it's a struggle. And so what happens? We're contributing to it. We give them too much, it's too easy, too often. No chores, no responsibility, no accountability. I don't want my children to suffer like I suffered. Well, you didn't turn out that bad.
Come on, man.
You give them the latest iPhone, the latest Jordans. Man, when we were coming up, I wonder how many remember it in the baby boomer generation, pinto beans and ketchup. Oh, okay, some of us use hot sauce, pinto beans and hot sauce. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember we didn't go buy a gallon of milk? We bought a can of Pet or Borden, and then we got water, and we poured it in and made our milk from there. Our cereal boxes didn't have name brands on it. It said Corn Flakes. Man, think about it. Mayonnaise sandwiches. Anybody ever eat any of them? Ketchup in the bottle, and the ketchup's gone, so you pour some water in, shake it up. Come on, help me now, somebody.
All right, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but how many can relate to that? Well, you're listening to Treasured Truth with Pastor Ford. The first part of a message called An Extreme Money Makeover, and we've been looking at the enticement of debt. We're going to continue this topic over the next several days, so I do hope you make it a point to tune in. If you ever miss a broadcast, you can always listen online. Just come to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. Well, Pastor Ford is hanging out with me in the studio for a little bit here. And Pastor, you know, this radio ministry is listener supported, and we need both the single gifts and the ongoing monthly gifts, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. Well, you know what, Steve? I've heard so many listeners and gotten emails. Amy sent me quite a few emails of people who said, when I needed Moody to hear a word, it was there. Okay, so now we need you to be there.
Yeah.
And we need monthly supporters so that whenever you need to hear us, we'll be able to respond. Without monthly supporters, that can't happen because all of us have one-time expenses and monthly expenses.
Sure.
But Moody Radio needs those partners who will come on board, not just for the one time, but for the ongoing expenses of radio.
Well, you can help meet those needs as you give a gift to Treasured Truth and to Moody Radio. The easiest way to do that, come to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. Click on the link that says Make a Donation. And you can become a regular giving partner, a monthly giving partner right there. Again, that's at treasuredtruthradio.org. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for praying and for listening today. Thanks also to our producer, Amy Rios. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.